to Talk Radio X, the talk of Mulberry.
Present my daughter, Anne Boleyn.
You were right to bring me here. And who are you?
Mary, Your Grace.
The other Boleyn girl.
Yes.
Mary,
you've obviously made a deep impression on the king.
What?
In an age when a woman's destiny...
Our daughters are being traded like cattle for the advancement of men.
...was determined by her father.
It's done.
Tonight...
Try to please him, if you can.
I'm not a lesbian!
One sister followed the rules.
I didn't betray you, you do know that.
All I know is the man that didn't know who you were was with you in that room for half an hour.
How hot is that?
The other defied them.
And what would you know of great men?
I'd no one if you were before me.
Do you see one here?
Looking, my lord.
Ah, found one.
I could give you the son you desire.
We're sisters, and therefore born to be rivals.
Oh. I ain't never saw a rose that was dirty.
To Men on Films. We're gonna be reviewing the latest film from a male point of view. First up is that controversial movie, Do the Right Thing. Now, I really like little Spike Lee's courage in making this film. I especially like the way he mixed the racial tension with the violence in order to give his message, Do the Right Thing. Come on out the closet, don't be afraid to be who you is. Black, white, or whatever.
Ain't that the truth, Ruth?
Talk about an exciting new film, Karate Kid Part 3. It's all about men working out their problems in a very physical way. It was all so primitive. Mm-hmm. And you know, I really enjoyed Mr. Miyagi, played by little Pat Morita. Ooh, and that Ralph Macchio. Three words, fabulous.
Boy, I hope I look that good when I'm 40.
Stop.
But I have to disagree. I disagree. There's just too much violence in this movie. Don't get mad. They went all wrong. What's all this kicking about? This is a movie about relationships. This could have been a beautiful picture about the special friendship between a mature, masculine, older man and a tender, ripening, consenting young man.
Oh,
die, man. Die. Wrong.
Hey, everybody! Welcome to Mulberry! It is me, the J-Strub, here from the Pop Culture District of Mulberry. Good times! Episode 113 of Nowhere in Mulberry. It's so good to be here this week. Steven, welcome. Steven, the Pop Culture Zealot, to my left, everyone.
Thank you.
Are you doing there, Steven?
Good.
We also have here Mulberry Bill, the Mulberry Historian. How you doing, Bill?
I'm good, other than the horrible other Anne Boleyn crap you squeezed in there.
The other Boleyn girl. I love the techno mix.
That was funny.
They say the name of the movie in the trailer. That's like, you can't do that. Oh, you're the other Boleyn girl? Wink, wink. You can't do that.
Such a horrible trailer.
It really is. It makes it.
They should use yours. They should use your version.
Yeah, they should, shouldn't they? I like it. Hey, welcome.
Home with the classical techno music.
Yeah. Welcome to the show, everyone. This is the weekend of the Oscars. So I've decided we will do our Oscar picks tonight, Steven.
Yes.
We'll do that in the entertainment coming up. So that way on Sunday we can see how wrong we are about everything. And I have special bonus spoiler picks, where what we think will win and what is going to win. The upset pick. That's what I mean. The upset. All right. Well, before we go any further, I just want to make a huge announcement that Las Vegas on NBC has been canceled. You know, the reason I bring that up is recently we were talking about Friday Night Lights and how can Friday Night Lights be
canceled or not renewed or picked up?
Yeah, how can it be in trouble and yet something like Las Vegas just has season after season after season on NBC on Fridays? And it's just like, come on, what the hell? How do they get away with this?
Chicks in bikinis.
Yeah, I don't get
it. Maybe they canceled it to use its budget for Friday Night Lights.
I hope so.
With any luck.
But here, let's gear
Maybe
into...
Molly Sims will appear on Friday Night Lights.
I mean, let's see here. Okay, they cancel Las Vegas. And now I keep hearing word, I've read it on several places, mainly because they all hear the same thing and they write on their blogs or whatever. Kristen or Michael Alfiello or something like that.
Oh.
They saying that Friday Night Lights may be back because NBC is trying to do like a joint production where basically they air the show on their channel and then that same week it airs on another channel like TNT. Mm-hmm. Or remember I was mentioning, why don't they just put it on USA?
Put it on USA.
That is
right.
NBC. Yeah. But I think they want to do it a joint with another network like the CW, or I've even read G4, Bill.
Oh, God, no.
Well, that's fine. It can air on G4.
It can air right after Attack of the Show.
Yeah, but they can air it there, or Hallmark or Oxygen. I don't care, as long as the show comes back, because it'll still air on NBC.
Right.
But hopefully it'll pick up another audience in another place. What's another?
Maybe Tom Selleck will appear as a rival coach on Friday Night Lights.
They need a nice gay football player, and then they could have it on logo. The logo.
Oh, yeah. They could get Josh Duhamel to play a gay football player.
Yeah. Or he could be a rival coach or something.
Because isn't he with that Fergie chick? She's basically a man. So.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm really excited. I hope Friday Night Lights does come back for a third season. And it doesn't say the rest of the second season. All they're talking about is a third
season.
Sounds
like you're trying to mix Dawson's Creek.
they have the gay football. Wow, so bad.
I hope if it does go on the CW that they don't make anything like certain things have to happen. Like maybe Saracen gets infected by red kryptonite and takes Julie.
Something supernatural
Taylor way.
Happens and Jensen Ackles joins Jensen. The
yeah.
school.
Then Jensen Ackles shows up and starts saying, watch my show,
player.
Supernatural, you prick.
Yeah, sup, yo, Jensen Ackles. The locker room's haunted. Stay out of there.
Come join me on the next Friday Night Live.
I'll be in the graveyard. bite me.
I'll meet you, on the 50-yard line.
The sad thing about Jensen Ackles is he only wishes he was as cool as Ryan Philippe from Antitrust, but it's just not going to happen.
Ryan
dude.
Philippe is the bomb, yo.
He's the bomb in Antitrust, yo. But seriously, awesome. Now, what do you say? Oh, okay. Thanks, Foggy. Foggy reminded me I had a couple of voicemails, so let's check out voicemail. Hey, let's do that. What the hell?
Ice baby. Ice baby. Hey.
What?
Apple sauce is better with Tosacra.
What?
Applesauce is better with Tosacra.
Tosacra?
Applesauce.
Yeah, ice baby.
He's delirious.
Stop it. What do you want me to say? What do you want me to say?
Who's making him say?
What do you want? Damn it. What do you...
Oh, is he calling us from a nightmare?
Baby.
I don't know.
Touch it.
Grab
it. Now grab it.
What?
Go, get it.
He must
get
be
it.
Dreaming
get
of
it.
Vanessa.
Get it.
Okay, I'm disturbed now. Can you turn it off, please?
Oh, my God. I don't know what's going on. Okay.
Now, that genuinely creeped me out. What the hell was that?
I don't know. Well, we got a second voicemail. Let's check it out. No comment on the first voicemail.
Mulberry,
no.
I just woke up and pressed redial on my phone because I had a very strange thinking feeling that I made a phone call in the middle of the night. I drank a lot of NyQuil and I have no memory. So, anyways, please do not play this on the air.
Uh-oh.
Or it will embarrass me. I'm sorry to bother you. I have nothing to say other than Bill still sucks. And Steven is... I don't even know what to say.
What?
Okay, goodbye.
Okay. Okay, bye, Eugene. How about no comment on that?
Yeah. And he sleep dials. Wonderful.
Yeah, that's great. I'm just disturbed by the whole thing. What do you say we check out entertainment and we spend the rest of the show talking about the other Boleyn girl. What do you say? No, we won't do that. Let's talk about the Oscars. All right, we have the Oscars this Sunday, and we will be doing a Mulberry Oscar show, what I like to call Up the Academy, where we sit and commentate on the entire proceedings. Last year, we just kind of did it. It wasn't like you sync it up with the broadcast or anything. You just listen to us as we talk about it. This year, I mean, we're going to do it live. Go ahead and listen to us while you watch it or record it and do it later. It doesn't matter. You can listen to it later.
Yeah, we're going to be on like a 30 to 45 second delay, I think. So
yeah, you know what? We were even on a delay. Remember, you would say who won, then Andy would say who won, and we hadn't heard yet here. So it was like da 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 da. So
I think because I was on cable, and then Andy was on Dish Network, and you were on DirecTV. So it was three different times.
So we'll establish whoever hears it first, and then they will be the person who goes, "Oh, so and so won," or whatever. But let's go ahead and talk about our picks, their nominations. We'll do the major ones and skip the technical stuff. But, okay, first of all, there's the performance by an actor in a leading role. Everyone thinks that Daniel Day-Lewis is going to win this for There Will Be Blood. Everything I've heard about it is he's not even Daniel Day-Lewis in the film. He's possessed by this character he's playing. He seems like a real person. It's incredible.
Yes. Also, and he'll drink your milkshake. He'll drink it all up.
Yeah, great. I haven't seen the film, so I don't know what the hell anyone's talking about.
Yeah, I'm so sick and tired of hearing that already.
That some line in the movie. Now
I'm going to see the movie and then be like, oh, stop it.
It's
please
suck you right
it.
Out of the film, too.
Yeah.
But also George Clooney and Michael Clayton. I just watched that yesterday. I think he's fantastic in the film. He doesn't head bob and smile anymore when he acts, which is great.
Yeah, not like the Facts of Life days.
Head bob, smile. We also have Johnny Depp, who I love on 21 Jump Street, and Sweeney Todd in The Barber of Fleet Street.
Chance.
Tommy Lee Jones in The Valley of Ella.
Not going to happen.
And Viggo Mortensen in Eastern Promises.
That's my upset. I watched that this weekend.
He's a talented actress. Incredibly talented actor. Sorry, Viggo. Don't kick my ass over that. Sorry.
Know something we don't?
Bill, here is my upset. I think George Clooney is going to win this, not Daniel Day-Lewis. And the whole crowd will go, when they call his name.
And then Daniel Day-Lewis will come up and have to give a speech about Heath Ledger anyways.
Right, right. So what do you guys think?
No, I think it's going to be Viggo Mortensen as the upset.
Really?
That's what I was thinking, too.
I'd pick Daniel Day-Lewis to win, but Viggo Mortensen will be the upset.
Okay, me too. Daniel Day-Lewis will run away with it. George Clooney's my upset. Okay, let's talk about actor in a supporting role. You have Casey Affleck and the assassination of Jesse James by the coward Robert Ford and the longest title in the history of man. Javier Bardem in No Country for Old Men. He will win, hands down. Philip Seymour Hoffman in Charlie Wilson's War. No. Hal Holbrook in Into the Wild. You have the Will Die Soon vote there.
And Will Die Soon.
Tom Wilkinson and Michael Clayton. That's the upset there, Bill.
Yeah. This is a tough one for me because I think Javier Bardem will win it, but I would love to see Tom Wilkinson win it because he just tears it up in Michael Clayton. He's incredible.
He is.
But my upset is Hal Holbrook.
Yeah.
I think my
because he's
my
been getting a lot of recognition for his small role in Into the Wild.
Right.
So my upset will be Casey Affleck if he
Right.
No, if he was going to win an award for something,
Javier,
he would have won it for Gone
Javier's
to Be Gone.
Javier's got it, though.
Yeah, Javier Bardem will win that. Okay, and my upset was Tom Wilkinson. Okay, I already said that. Okay, performance by an actress in a leading role. Cate Blanchett, Elizabeth, Julie Christie, Away From Her, Marion Cotillard, sorry about that, Lavien Rose, Laura Linney in The Savages, and Ellen Page in Juno. Okay, I really think that the Marion chick will win for Lavien Rose. And
yeah, I'm going towards that too. I just watched that, and she was really good in it. You know, your typical old-time actress role, lots of drama and everything. But I think the upset is going to be Julie Christie.
In Away From Her.
Uh-huh.
I'm not even sure what that film is, Away From Her.
She plays a woman with Alzheimer's.
Oh, okay.
So it's, you know, the sickness thing, and that's big.
Oh, yeah, you're right, you're right. She does have a good chance. Do you think Ellen Page has a chance?
I'll give her my upset.
I'm not going to give her anything because I hated Juno with a passion, and I think she plays the same role in every movie she's been in so far. The quirky, smart-ass teenager, and she annoys the living hell out of me.
No, but do you think she'll win?
No, no way in hell.
Okay. See, I don't know. That's my upset.
It'll be a cold day in hell if she wins.
Because a lot of people love her. They love little Juno.
Yeah.
Okay, so performance by an actress in a supporting role. We have Cate Blanchett in I'm Not There, Ruby Dee in American Gangster, some chick from The Atonement, whose name I can't say.
Say Saoirse Ronan?
Yeah.
Sire Robodobo?
Amy Ryan in Gone Baby Gone and Tilda Swinton in Michael Clayton. My pick is Ruby Dee for American Gangster.
Ruby! Yeah, I,
Mama, your house!
That's my house!
I hate that
I can't
part.
Believe it! Where'd you get this money from?
That,
drugs?
That part of the trailer drove me nuts. Mama, that is your house! They tried to kill my wife!
They should have showed the convoy of the black family going up the road and all the white people running into their houses. Because that was hilarious in that movie.
Did you feel like you got hit over the head by something there?
hitting you over the head, hitting you over the head.
Yeah, exactly. That's the entire, all of American Gangster was hitting you over the head. I quit, oh, so bad.
So I'm going to say the upset here, Steven, it will be the only award Atonement wins. It'll be that Sarah Reese Ronan.
Now, I think that's the little girl plays in that. And Atonement, again, another awful movie that shouldn't have never had any nominations.
Wow.
But I think the hands down is Ruby Dee, and the upset will be Amy Ryan in Gone Baby Gone, because she was really good in that.
Okay.
I really liked Gone Baby Gone.
I do think Tilda Swinton is great in Michael Clayton also. But it seems like such a small part. But, you know, it's the best supporting role. They don't care about the size of the part. It's how much of the acting you did in it. You know what I'm saying?
She should stick to, like, the androgynous roles, because there's just something about her that isn't feminine at all. It's just very weird.
Okay, let's talk about...
That's my opinion.
let's quickly do Best Animated Feature. There's Persepolis, Ratatouille, and Surf's Up. Usually Ratatouille, Pixar cleans up at this, but Persepolis, I haven't seen it. I've seen the trailer. It's very personal.
I watched
film.
It. It's, I wasn't sure about it, but it's a very, very good movie. Like you said, it's very personal, but, very unconventional animation. I think that's going to affect the people.
I think its biggest problem is that how many people in the Academy have seen that over Ratatouille or Surf's Up. I thought Surf's Up was really good.
I thought Surf's Up was incredibly unconventional and well done. I don't know if it deserves a nomination.
The whole thing is handheld. It's filmed in handheld, even though it's computer animated.
And documentary style.
And it's got incredible animation, but Ratatouille will most likely win. Upset Persepolis.
I loved Ratatouille. It's probably my favorite movie of last year.
And I loved Surf's Up, too.
Yeah, I like Surf's Up.
Jeff Bridges playing the dude in it.
I'll do Ratatouille and then Surf's Up as my upset.
All right. Okay.
I say Ratatouille and Persepolis is the upset.
Okay, let's do cinematography because we're fancy.
I'll say it right now. The Diving Bell and the Butterfly, Janusz Kaminski, hands down, wins it. Amazing. Well, I watched it today. It just unbelievable.
Will that be the only award they win, probably?
No, I think Best Director will go to Julian Schnabel, too.
Now, Roger Deakins is nominated for No Country for Old Men and the Assassination of Jesse James by the Coward Robert Ford while eating a bologna sandwich. Longest title in history. Also, The Atonement Dude and There Will Be Blood. But I agree with you. The Diving Bell and the Butterfly, the cinematography looks incredible in it.
It's so I've never seen anything like it before. Just really, really impressive.
Okay, so Diving Bell and the Butterfly, what do you think, Steven?
Well, yeah, it's got to be.
You know what?
That and then maybe No Country for Old Men for upset.
Okay, that is an incredible visual film. All right, let's see. Did I just say a visual film?
I think There Will Be Blood will be the upset.
Okay. Now, achievement in film editing. You have The Bourne Ultimatum, The Diving Bell and the Butterfly, Into the Wild, No Country for Old Men, which I think is kind of funny because they, I believe the Coen brothers edit all of their films, but their phony editor, Roderick James, gets the credit. Am I right?
I know.
That?
Isn't that funny?
So if Roderick James were to win Best Editing, would the Coen brothers go up or would they hire an actor to do it?
Maybe it would say he's not available tonight or something.
Yeah, and everyone would laugh. And There Will Be Blood for Best Editing. The only editor I've heard of is Roderick James. Wait, but that's just me. I'm pathetic. All right.
Go for No Country for Old Men on this one because it's not going to get a lot of awards, I don't think. It's just me, and I think they're going to give it to it for editing.
Right. I think There Will Be Blood will get that. I don't think There Will Be Blood will be running away with a lot of awards like people think, so it'll get something like this, even though I haven't seen the film. But I'd love to see it tomorrow before the Oscars. What about you, Steven?
We'll do Into the Wild, just to be different.
Into the Wild. Okay. Now let's do, let's see, what should we do here? How about Adapted Screenplay, Original Screenplay, then we'll do Best Director and all that. Okay, Adapted Screenplay, Atonement, Away From Her, Diving Bell and the Butterfly, No Country for Old Men, There Will Be Blood. What do you think?
Oh, that's going to be a tough one. I say, this is a tough one. I really don't know.
This, I believe, will be the only award Atonement wins.
Yeah, that's what I'm starting to lean towards that.
Or There Will Be Blood will win. Paul Thomas Anderson, because he won't get Best Director.
I was going for There Will Be Blood.
Only because There Will Be Blood is very loose from Oil by Upton Sinclair. Very, very loose. It's it's not really an adaptation.
I don't think No Country for Old Men will win Best Adapted Screenplay, because they will get bigger awards. And people, I mean, I know it's silly to talk like that, but I believe people who are members of the Academy are thinking about that as they're voting. And it always kind of turns out that way. Now, the best...
I think it'll be Atonement with the upset going to the Diving Bell and the Butterfly.
Okay, now, original screenplay, we have Juno, Lars and the Real Girl, Michael Clayton, Ratatouille, and the Savages. I truly believe Juno will win this, Bill.
No way in hell. Diablo Cody is a hack. I don't... no. Savages will win.
I believe Juno will win original screenplay. I really do.
The Savages. I'm going with the Savages.
And I'm not saying I think it deserves it. I'm just telling you that's what I think is going
to
win.
If they give it to her, I will slit my wrists on the air.
Oh, come on.
I'm serious. She just doesn't deserve it.
What? I mean, the film isn't that bad. I mean, okay, let me... When I watch a film, I was like, oh, that's cute. I didn't anywhere in my head think, oh, that deserves an Oscar.
Exactly, and that's why I'm saying it.
We could say, I really think Juno is this year's Little Miss Sunshine, and that's the award it won last year.
You know, and I hated Little Miss Sunshine, too, so there you go.
That was perfectly fine.
No, it annoyed me. I didn't like it. It's too quirky. I'm sick of these quirky indie movies.
Come on, quirk! Yeah, but, you know, when I...
The Q word.
They have the indie script, but they get names for it now. Remember when indie met people you never heard of in the role?
Indie met Parker Posey is in it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's seriously.
No, but I do... Michael Clayton is an incredibly written... And Tony Gilroy should win for that.
Yeah, I say that wins. I say Michael Clayton, original screenplay, wins, upset Savages, I think.
All right, let's go ahead and talk about Best Director. And let me find it. Here it goes. Achievement in Directing, The Diving Bell and the Butterfly, Julian Schnabel, Juno by Jason Reitman, Michael Clayton, Tony Gilroy, No Country for Old Men, Joel and Ethan Coen, And There Will Be Blood, Paul Thomas Anderson, or PTA.
The PTA.
Yes, okay. Who's going to win Best Director?
I'll go with the PTA.
Yeah, I was going to... You know what? I say No Country for Old Men is the choice. No, I say Diving Bell and the Butterfly is the choice, and There Will Be Blood as the upset.
I believe that... This is the Coen Brothers Oscar night. They will win Best Director. Or would it be
Entirely possible.
Best Directors, No Country for Old Men. I don't think that Jason Reitman has a chance in hell. Julian Schnabel, even though his directing is probably fine. It's just the kind of thing that I don't think PTA will get Best Screenplay, and that'll be it.
All right.
And I also believe Best Picture will be No Country for Old Men.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards No Country for Old Men for the Best Picture. Too.
Also, Atonement will not win. Juno will not win. Michael Clayton will not win. There Will Be Blood will not win. I believe it's No Country for Old Men. The spoiler, okay, the upset will be... There Will Be Blood, but no.
The Diving Bell.
That's not nominated.
It's not even nominated. I think Best Picture is the weakest nomination category. I think there's a lot of movies that should have had the nomination that didn't.
Right.
And some movies on there that should have never had the nomination.
So probably the upset might be Michael Clayton. Maybe.
I don't think Michael Clayton was really a Best Picture. It's a good movie, but it's not a Best Picture. I think
is it Juno? No. Against Michael Clayton?
The only thing... I mean, Juno's the kind of film that probably a lot of people...
Or Atonement, maybe, would be the upset, maybe.
Out of all the films, Juno's the only one where you walk out of the theater unless you hated it.
But your bill.
You're not sad about it.
The bootleg screener. I wouldn't pay for that shit.
But like Atonement, Michael Clayton, No Country for Old Men, and There Will Be Blood, you're going to go out of the theater a little somber, don't you think? I don't think that ever matters. No Country for Old Men.
There Will Be Blood has a very somber ending. And you know what? A lot of people have hated it, but then a few days later they think about it and really like it.
A lot of people hated No Country for Old Men's ending, but I thought it was just right. So I don't know. But anyway,
yeah, I thought No Country for Old Men had the best possible ending. I'm going with that for Best Picture, with the upset going to There Will Be Blood.
Yeah, me too. Juno, I think it's going to win Best Screenplay, and that's it. Maybe Ellen Page for actress, but you never know. We'll see how much people like the film. Even though I think it's made more money than any nominee there, because that's crazy.
Horseshit.
Because it's quirky. Because it's horseshit. Quirky.
You got to love the quirk, man.
But I hate the quirk.
Yeah, but
I think Ellen Page should have been replaced with Parker Posey, and then it would have been better.
Weren't you a fan of Quirk on Deep Space Nine, Steven?
Yes.
He was good on that.
He had great ears.
Let's go ahead and check out What's on our TiVo!
Let's ditch this boring segment.
The Other Boleyn Girl in theaters now. Now, before we get into some great shows, like they announced the Dancing with the Stars celebrities.
Oh, wow. In this season, it's worse than ever.
But first, let's check out this news break and it's not a British news break, Bill.
It's not Ollie Barrett?
No, it's not Ollie Barrett. This poor woman's Jesus statue has been stolen off her lawn. It's horrible. Let's check it out.
For about a year, Jean Mansell has cherished her cement Jesus statue, an heirloom from her late uncle.
There was footprints behind it and footprints in front of it.
But Thursday morning, Jean walked outside only to find that Jesus was gone.
My husband got a phone call in a real graspy voice over the phone saying, check your mailbox.
In the mailbox, a ransom note.
The note basically said they were holding Jesus for ransom.
The note reads, we are holding Jesus ransom until you clean up the poopy from your wieners, and trust us, we see you take your wieners for long walks without picking up their poopy in our yards. This has upset us dearly, so please clean up all the wiener poopy if you want to see Jesus unharmed.
It has to be a young person because they put these little lines next to the word Jesus. No adult's going to waste their time.
They put like action lines around Jesus.
And referring to wiener poopy?
Wiener poopy.
My gosh.
Jean has four wiener dogs and admits there was a complaint last year about their wiener dogs, but says she's cleaned up every pile since.
I take my dogs for a walk. I carry a plastic bag with me, and I pick up anything that they do.
Yep, that's just
now,
for her lunch.
Jean just wants her statue back and says she won't press charges if Jesus isn't harmed.
And I thought,
please,
my gosh, something like that's going to be safe in your yard. It wasn't.
Cement Jesus.
Who touched cement Jesus?
Wow.
I think, you know, she's got it all wrong. I think he's risen. That's it. He's gone. He got out of there.
Poopy.
You know what? There was only one set of footprints.
Footprints!
I had to work that one in.
Right. Wait, Jesus was carrying the statue the whole time.
Oh, gosh.
I think
Jesus
that letter was written by the same
clean
kid
up the
that
poopy
did...
from your wieners, and trust us, we see you take your wieners for long walks without picking up their poopy in our yard.
That was definitely written by the same kid that did Half-Life, Full Life Consequences.
Yeah. I could just see the lady like, this is all just one run-on sentence. There's no commas to be found.
I don't know if she could know the difference between a run-on sentence if she doesn't know raspy voice from graspy voice.
Graspy. But
what's all this poopy?
I'm no detective, but I know it's someone on her block.
Yeah, nice.
All you gotta do is go question each person, don't you?
Go just search their house.
Now, guys, I know that's exciting, but not as exciting as who are the celebrities be on Dancing with the Stars? Let's check it out. I'm so excited.
Oh. Marlee Matlin.
Oh.
Penn Jillette.
What? Bullshit.
Marissa Jarrett Whittaker.
Who?
Adam Carolla.
What?
Christy Yamaguchi. Oops, wait. Christian De La Fuente. Monica Seles. Mario.
I love Mario.
Mario who? Steve? Mario Lopez?
Steve Guttenberg?
Super Mario.
Mahoney.
Jason Taylor.
Are they shooting photon torpedoes?
Shannon Elizabeth.
They're shooting them out of the hot dog cannons.
Priscilla Presley. There you have it. The entire cast has been named in wide and very background.
Shannon Elizabeth's already washed up.
I think she could dance because she's clear of any thetans.
I'm totally rooting for the Scientologist this year.
No, I want the goose.
What the hell is that sound?
I'd like to know who fucked out.
Steven, the pop culture zealot. Hey! That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Now, wow, that sounds awful.
Wow. What is that sound? I'm serious. I mean, it's awesome.
Did you
Someone
say
who spent way too many years in broadcast school.
Is that the wave motion gun from Star Blazers? Awesome!
Wow.
Did you guys know that Christina Aguilera had a baby?
Really?
Yeah. And, sure. You know, during
There's a whole lot of...
I just don't care.
We pretend we care.
Oh, okay. What?
Oh, wow. Well,
she had a baby? Oh, is it okay? Is it healthy?
Is it cute? Does it 10 fingers, 10 toes? Now, during the whole Britney Christina thing, I was always a fan of Christina myself. Petite, little blonde. Now, because she's given birth, she was on Ellen this week, and you couldn't help but notice that her breasts were huge.
And I bet you, man, Ellen was just getting so excited.
Listen to this. She's just waiting to mention them. Let's check it out.
So this is your first time being being out doing a show like this since you became a mommy.
It is. It is. It's very exciting.
Yeah?
I know. I'm very into the four walls of my bedroom and his nursery right now. So it's like the outside world right now.
Yeah.
So.
Are you excited to be outside?
Yes, I'm excited. Yeah.
Well, you look great. One question. Are you nursing?
I can see that you're excited.
Is that what she said? Gesture, she's nursing.
I guess it's a little obvious.
Yeah. It's going to be a healthy boy.
You just got to see him. Okay, Steve Martin was on Letterman this week, and he was, I love Steve Martin.
Genius.
I recently read his book, Born Standing Up. It's a great book.
Which I also just read recently and thought it was terrific.
It's a fast read, isn't it? I was
it
like,
really
I
is. It goes incredibly it yet, fast. But.
You could read it on the toilet, Stephen, easily. Huh? What am I talking about? Well, anyway, he was on Letterman
this week. I can't read on the shitter. My ass goes numb.
But it's a fast read. Hopefully it won't get numb, but let's check it out.
Of course, everybody knows about the Jane Fonda thing. She said something horrifying on the Today Show. You referenced also Diane Keaton.
Yes.
And you mentioned you've kind of victimized yourself along those lines.
Yes, I have made certain slips. And
so Steve Martin on Regis Philbin, take a look.
Maybe you'd like to have some kids, maybe 12. Maybe six?
Only if I can rub your testicles.
I mean...
How do you make the choice to be happy?
Could all of you just do me right now?
Standing O!
And then I did 60 Minutes, and I don't even know how this happened. This was
Well, you got to be careful, because they're always looking for, you know, okay. It's Steve on 60 Minutes.
I'm Mike Wallace.
I'm Morley Safer.
Vagina!
Oh my God!
There you go, Steve. That's good stuff.
That's hilarious. I love that guy.
It's great, Bill. I know somebody who you hate more than Diablo Cody.
Who's
that's
that?
Tyra Banks on the Top Model is back.
Yeah, I would have to say that's. Yeah, I hate her more.
What I think is funny is whenever they talk to the contestants, the girls who want to be the top model, they talk about Tyra like she's some goddess. She's just incredibly talented.
Well, she's a saint. She's up there with Mother Teresa.
She's an incredible talent. She's funny. Let's check it out.
And our homecoming queen is...
Yeah.
Tyra Banks!
You have to listen to this.
Oh, my God.
Tyra!
She's so special. I mean, really, words cannot express the way I felt when she got up on stage. I was just like, oh, God!
Stop kissing ass.
Tyra just has that presence, that commanding presence, where you just can't take your eyes off of her.
Are
you guys happy to be here?
Yeah, they are.
Just cheering like little schoolgirls. I had to do something to stand out.
Jeez, I just gave myself a lobotomy.
My head is hurting.
I can't stand her.
Oh, and then she does funny stuff like she's.
It's like criminal too, because I mean, she was really hot in her day, and now she's just.
She's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's like it ruins it. It ruins the hotness. the fact that she is so incredibly annoying. Ruins the hotness.
I think it's like the kind of thing she has center stage and she doesn't know what to do but to act insane.
There's a lot
or
of them that just.
Yeah, I don't know. She's nothing like.
I thought, Jenny McCarthy was the same way.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. She annoyed the crap out of me. Yeah.
She was really hot up until the fact when
she opened her mouth.
Talking about how much she loves to fart. And then when she thought she was funny.
Yeah,
like and did that MTV show, and I was
like, always
wow,
like
you know
fake
what?
Punching
she
guys
was really
in the
hot.
Face
now she's
stuff.
Horrible.
Now one. Now, Bill, did you watch Wife Swap this week?
I did. I watch it every week just out of pure punishment to myself.
There was a scary train wreck of a lady doing like body shots and stuff. She was having guys do body shots.
I think she literally had a little bit of mental retardation. I think she had a touch of the Downs. I'm serious because she talks like out of the bottom of her mouth, and she's just
she's had a mild stroke.
Well, the best
she's absolutely clueless.
The best thing about this is her, you know, the husband, her surrogate husband now on the show. She goes over there. He was disturbed by
he
her
was all ex-military and.
Well, what I love,
he was a jarhead, so he's very uptight.
When they meet at the table together. Don't you expect, like, he's like, I was disturbed by your wife, she was doing this. You expect the husband to go, well, you know, that's your problem, man, that's just the way she is. But no, that's not how he acted. No. He was like, what? Tell me more about this, let's check it out.
At the biker bar, Gory put the shot of liquor, someone else came and took that and drank it. Then what really got me uncomfortable, she got down on the ground and basically asked a man to do the same thing.
Do you trust?
What are we talking about here? Really?
We're talking about demonstrating body shots.
With who?
And when they're a group of people.
Yeah, I'm ready for a smoke break. How about that one?
Honey, time for me to verbally abuse you.
I didn't.
Some other dude do a body shot with you.
You're going to be on national TV with some dude I don't know doing a body shot off you, which I only do and no one else ever does. It was a graphic misrepresentation.
Only I do a body shot.
It was a graphic misrepresentation.
Wow.
Everything about that show and that girl was a graphic misrepresentation.
Was anyone on the show a juggler, a magician, an illusionist?
What I thought was hilarious is this guy thought he was like hot shit. Like he's like the bassist in some hair metal band. And they would show him on stage and he's doing his thing. And then at the end, he's got all his thinning, awful long hair in front of him. And he like looks up so that his eyes turn back in his head. So he looks like demonic and cool.
Nice.
Just like, man, you are a douchebag. Just really bad.
Now, on Project Runway, I know none of us.
Oh.
You know why we watch it? Just to hear those wonderful voices. That's very Swanee, you guys. Let's check it out. Where there is the guy who says it is very Swanee, that guy, I forget his name.
But, was that just, or no, Christian?
No, Christian's
no,
the...
No, Christian's the chick-sounding one.
Yeah, he's a contestant, but this is, like, one of the judges. He's, like, I don't know his name. It doesn't matter. But,
he's Swanee.
I'm Beast, you guys. You just don't know.
Oh, my God. Okay, let's check this out, because what's funny is the guy can't stop laughing. He just can't stop laughing!
When Ricky's model came out, she was very over the top. And at the end of her last post, she did like a super sexy move. Michael Kors just lost it.
Michael Kors.
It was contagious. Like, I started laughing, and Michael Kors could just not stop.
Well, he like sounds a kid like in Muttley.
Muttley. He is. It's Muttley. Yay, Muttley.
It was like one, two, three ridiculous things on this kind of ridiculous runway show.
Michael is losing it.
I lost my mind. Just can't stop laughing.
The laughter, I think we all agree, was probably one of our classic moments being here. It was really unexpected to see Michael Kors crack like that.
I think it's very soigné.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's really flaming.
Yeah. Okay, Celebrity Apprentice.
Let's just leave it at that.
Celebrity Apprentice, it was a QVC episode where they had to sell a product. Mary Lou Henner is now on the team of Stephen Baldwin. Stephen Baldwin, I gotta say, Bill.
No. Mary Lou Henner's on the team with.
She moves to Piers' team.
Yeah, Piers and.
And Omarosa. Who
else? I can't even. I don't care.
Yeah, it's Piers, the boxer dude, and the other guy.
Tito Ortiz? No. It's. Oh, who fucking cares? Sorry. Yeah, whatever.
Okay, well...
Lennox Lewis.
Yeah, Lennox Lewis. Exactly. And Carol Alt.
Carol Alt, yeah. How could I forget that
Stephen
piece?
Baldwin is on a team with Mary Lou Henner, Tito Ortiz, and somebody else. Can't remember.
Whatever. Okay.
Now, stuff like that. Da 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 dee. Do 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 do. And they're selling stuff on QVC, a ladder, and some kind of vacuum thing. Oh, Trace Adkins. Ah, that's who.
Yeah, Trace Adkins is on that team. That's
and
right.
You know what? He seems like a pretty laid back, nice guy.
He does.
Your vacuum's amazing.
Stephen Baldwin cannot stop mentioning God. He's like
Stephen Baldwin is a pious dipshit.
He reminds me of Jamaica on Big Brother last year. How it's in God's hands. Like they're both trying. They both want to do the ladder on QVC. Yep. But
give them the
it's
moment.
The ladder to God.
Make someone and they will.
Yeah, he says we'll flip a coin for it. And when he lost the coin flip and they got to have the ladder, he said it's because God doesn't want us to do the ladder. He wants us to do that.
Yeah, but earlier he mentioned it was an unlucky break or something. And if you believe in God, you don't believe in luck.
Yeah,
so
it just
figure it out there, Stevie boy.
So anyway, here's what happens, and it's unfortunate.
Why do you think it's going to come in?
Oh my gosh, it's going to come in a candy because how many times do you need a stepladder? Yeah. Lifting things, storing.
Yeah, Mary Lou Henner is doing her QVC thing, and she's talking a mile a minute. She's all nervous, and she just won't shut up. It's just like hard to understand.
For you,
Mary Lou, don't talk when she's on, mate.
Sounds a little nervous.
Well, not only that, she's nervous, and the other guy's talking, and she's talking, and they're both talking, and, like, you get a headache. Lennox is not the reason you lost.
But
you didn't
lose. We had had another fourth person able to do research and help us create the product and the price point and things like that.
Lennox was not the reason you lost. I mean, the truth is, Mary Lou, the reason we lost this task is because of the project manager.
Oh, dear.
And it hurts me to say this, but Mary Lou, you're fired. And you are a terrific woman. Get the hell out of here. Thank you.
Go back to doing America's Ballroom Challenge.
You're a terrific woman. I'd love to do you.
You've got great knockers.
Good Lord. This was.
I love Taxi.
After last week with Piers and Omarosa, and they were at each other's throats, this was kind of just a... Yeah, not much going on.
It was
on.
Very laid back. I don't think you can do much when you're on QVC.
Now, on Big Brother, Jen and Ryan are the boyfriend and girlfriend, but Jen and Parker were evicted. But
yes.
I think it was Tuesday's episode, they showed how Jen and Ryan had a quickie in the bathroom. Let's check it out. And I think it's funny. What does he say? Let's go in the bathroom. Come on. What does he say? I'll be 20 seconds.
15 seconds.
Anyway, just give me 15 seconds. He basically said, I just need to get laid.
I think the most disturbing part was the fact that it was at like 3 in the morning and neither of them cleaned up afterwards.
Really? You got some maracas?
I'll be like, Joyce.
Put the occupied sign on.
We gotta get off the toilet.
I hear Jan.
What is with the music?
I like that music.
That Jan, Leave It to Beaver? Are they trying to say something?
Leave It to Beaver.
15 seconds, actually.
Ward, I think you're a little hard on the Beaver last night.
Dirtiest thing ever said on television.
You know what? When they showed Parker...
It was a little disturbing, because then I knew that she's got to get her funky ass back in the bed with me.
He was right. When Parker realizes they're in the bathroom doing that, I love how he turns and looks at the camera like, what?
Yeah, it's like he broke the fourth wall of Big Brother.
Jerry Mathers as the Beaver. I'm still being entertained by Big Brother. No one's like, it hasn't gotten where I'm like, oh, I just can't watch it anymore kind of thing.
It's starting to get to that point for me.
Well,
there's just so many characters, you know, it's just so,
I don't think anyone's, I don't know, like last year, there were so many, remember we had Amber, as Whamber, as they call it.
Whamber.
They had Dustin. It just...
You already had a couple that you hated it by this point.
The America's Player got on my nerves. But this year, I'm just entertained by watching the show. I got to say that the actual show is more entertaining than the feeds, how they put together stuff so far, Bill. But, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I think you're right. The feeds are just so... I don't know. It's like you almost have to go to one of those sites that summarizes the feeds, because there's just too much on the feeds.
They'll post stuff on YouTube, like funny parts that happen, so you can watch it like that. Chelsea and Crazy Joe are the...
Crazy Joe! Does he do his TV show at the house?
Yeah, Crazy James! Crazy Joe, what am I talking about? That's on Talk Radio X! But what's funny about Crazy James is everyone... What I think is funny is whenever you're on a show like this, people immediately look for your information anywhere online. Like, remember that year, Janelle, people instantly knew she'd been arrested before for shoplifting, and they had her mugshot online. Well, people know that Crazy James has made some adult films, as they call them.
You mean gay porn?
Yeah, he's made gay porn! So, yeah.
Yeah, that, I...
yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing involving Beaver with him, sorry.
Nice.
It's all about Wally, or Willy, or whatever.
Willy? It's not Alf.
Sorry, it's a stretch.
Only if I can rub your testicles.
Oh, there's a clip. There's
I think there was some of that going on.
Crazy James! What I think is funny... is that he's Crazy James, but you see him, he's always just kind of sitting there chilling out. It's like, dude, I thought you were Crazy James. Come on. If you knew some guy who called himself that, wouldn't you be like, dude, what's going on, man? I thought you were crazy.
Wait till I make my adult movies. You.
I am crazy.
Then you'll see how crazy I am.
I'm somber, James.
I'm apathetic, James.
Let's take a break, and we'll come back and talk Lost. What do you say?
All right, let's do it.
Do that voodoo that we do, or something like that.
She's got to get her funky ass back in the bed with me.
I'm ready for a smoke break. How about that one?
Hey, Talk Radio X listeners. It's Bill from Nowhere in Mulberry. At Nowhere in Mulberry, we're just a couple of friends discussing what we love. Current pop culture news, the latest TV, movies, DVD releases. You'll even catch us talking current and classic gaming sometimes. Join me, Jason, Steven, and sometimes even our news girl, Vanessa, shows up on Talk Radio X Friday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Well, thanks for that, Bill. What a great spokesman. Uh-oh. What's so funny? Okay. Well, hey, we're back.
That was Bill doing that sexy pose again.
Mm.
Everybody was laughing.
Now, okay, let's Lost.
I was doing the George Costanza.
I love the way Lost opened with Locke taking Ben some food, and Ben can still do what he's always done, is piss and frustrate Locke off. Just pisses him off because he's such a smartass, and he just knows how to manipulate him into feeling, he just feels like an idiot. Am I right?
Right. Yeah.
And the episode is about Kate. Kate in the flash forward. She's on trial now for her crimes.
Wah.
She's got a son, apparently. Not Jin and son, actually.
Not Jin and son.
A son, right? And so, ooh, that's a revelation. What's going on here? One thing I think is cool is her lawyer is played by a guy from Big Love, which I thought I was happy to see. Yeah, that's a dude from Big Love. That's Bill Paxton's brother on Big Love. So that was
pretty cool. You're right.
But we also have Jack. He's trying to reach the boat where Saeed and Desmond on the helicopter. What's going on there? They kind of set it up there where they call the boat and some chick answers. She's like, they've never arrived. They're not here. Huh? Yeah. What's going on?
They left yesterday.
Something tells me that old what's-his-face didn't exactly...
go back down the same coordinates.
Yeah, didn't the guy said, be sure you fly on the right path. You don't sway from it or whatever. And there's also
That lawnmower man.
There's a weird scene where he is looking at cards. The chick is seeing if he can read the cards right, and he gets 2 out of 3. And he seems disappointed in himself, like he usually gets 3 out of 3.
Mm-hmm.
Gets some kind of
psychic ability.
Yeah. And we already know that guy Miles, he has a serious attitude, but he can talk with the dead. I love when Sawyer calls him Bruce Lee. And okay,
that Bruce Lee from the boat.
And Kate wants to go see this guy Miles to ask him what he knows about her. Why does she care?
Is what exactly?
I didn't understand that. Cool. So in order for him, he will tell her is if she takes him to go see Ben, because he wants to talk with Ben. But one of the funny scenes is Locke's like, I've got him someplace safe. You don't need to know about it. So she goes right to Hurley, who looks like he's taking him some food and tricks him into telling. And I love how he goes, you just Scooby-Dooed me, didn't you? Tricks him right into telling. So she goes and takes him to see Ben, and Ben knows who he is. He's like, do you know who I am? Well, the man that I'm working for knows who you are, and he wants you very bad, but I'll tell him you're dead if you give me $3.2 million. What was that about? Wasn't that kind of weird? Was it code, Bill, or was he really telling?
I don't try to interpret Lost anymore. I just go with the flow.
Yeah, I know what you mean. And what the best part is, Ben says, "Why not 3.3 or 3.4 million?"
Yeah. So I mean, yeah, that is weird. The 3.2 thing. Maybe he needs it for something. I mean, he is money. He's all about money. The whole thing with him being the Ghostbuster, taking the money from the woman.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what's up with him. I'm sure we'll find out, though.
Now, they had a little kind of comedic thing there with Hurley and Sawyer sharing a place. And I love the part where he's like, hey, you want to watch Xanadu? He puts Xanadu on. I thought that was great. I love it.
If I was stuck on an island with VHS tapes and Xanadu was one of them, I'd probably kill myself.
Yeah, what was the other one? He goes, we have a choice between this or Xanadu, and he puts in Xanadu.
I don't know. I kind of
both were pretty bad.
And
should have been The Boy in the Bubble or whatever that John Travolta one was.
Nice. Yeah.
And I love Sawyer talking all sensitive to Kate. He's like, we didn't even, you know, go all the way, and I didn't get all mad. I just love Sawyer. He's a great written character.
He's such a guy.
Yeah.
You know, like your typical male.
Yeah, it's just like, hey, if you want to cry or something, you could lay your head on my shoulder. It's like, what? No.
Yeah, the type of guy that's like, are you going to stay here all night after you have sex with him or something?
Yeah. Now, cut to the flash forward. Kate is on trial, and they get Jack to testify that she was this great hero. She saved their lives, and she's kind of disgusted by that because we don't know what really happened, right? But let's go ahead and check out the big stunner here is basically she has a child, and her mother decides not to testify against Kate, so they have to pretty much drop the case. They're screwed, the prosecution. But Kate decides she takes, what, like 10 months of probation or something? It's really no big deal.
10 years of probation.
Yeah. 10 years.
Yeah, not bad. She's not planning on killing anyone. And she can't leave the state,
right? She can't leave, yeah.
Hey, it's not so bad.
I guess it was at California they're in?
I think so. It's like it's supposed to be
Los
Angeles.
Well, it's Hawaii opposed to California.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. It's Australia, you know, Los Angeles, wherever you want it to be. England. Jolly old England, chap. But
I don't think England has mountains and palm trees.
But she was guilty of all sorts of things. One of them is ransoming a Jesus statue. Do you guys see this?
We are holding Jesus ransom until you clean up the poopy from your wieners. And trust us, we see you take your wieners for long walks without picking up their poopy in our yard.
Good Lord, she's
that
guilty.
Guy,
walk her
I
up.
Mean, could he make it sound any more immature? So, he needs like a friggin' award for the reading of that.
So Kate makes a deal. She doesn't have to go to jail. And here's what happens.
I know why you don't want to see the baby, Jack. But until you do, until you want to, there's no you and me going for coffee.
Kate has
dun,
Aaron.
Dun, dun.
Where's Claire? Is Claire dead? Did Claire give her Aaron to take with her off the island? I don't know. But more questions.
Another mystery.
Yeah, more questions.
The mystery box remains closed.
Yeah. So that was lost. And next week looks like a real good one. Saeed and Desmond on the helicopter. And what do you think? That they're stuck in some kind of time loop or something? I don't know. What's going on? Crazy.
Time is fleeting. Sorry. I don't want to start singing Time Warp.
Exactly. Bill, what do you say we get into the news?
Let's do some news!
Poopy.
Nice.
All right, Bill, what do we got in the news?
Only
this
if
week?
I can rub your testicles.
What? What do we got in the news this week, Bill?
I agree with that. Is somebody going to rub my testicles?
I think Steve Martin wants to.
That would.
God! He might get all some right, money out of that deal.
What are you. Hey, that's what's happening in that clip.
Oh.
All right, Foggy.
All right. When you guys go to the store, what do you take with you?
My wallet.
What store?
grocery store, market.
Wallet, money.
Keys to the car.
Okay. Well, a man in Happy Valley, California, he went to the store, but he brought with him a fencing sword, a dagger, an animal skull, and a couple other things. Yeah.
Well, if I was going to be bartering, I might bring those things.
Bartering? Yeah. Is it a flea market? Or?
Rodney Pearson, who is in his 30s and lives near the Happy Valley Market, was suffering severe mental problems, but did not directly threaten anyone. The market's owners and customers said Pearson came into the store about 11:25 a.m. and placed on the counter loose bills, a fencing sword, 5 or 6 inch dagger, animal skull, and a bottle with liquid and a wick in it that customers believe to be a Molotov cocktail.
Oh, God!
I don't know.
Pearson later broke the bottle on the ground near the market's gas pumps. The liquid inside did not smell like gasoline. It was probably his urine. Like, I'm going to light my urine. It's dangerous. Pearson threw other store items into the market's toilet and banged on its back door before leaving. Deputies found him on a bus in his home's driveway nearby. It must have been a short bus. He was taken to Pearson and to the Mercy Medical Center. So, there you go.
He's got problems.
You think? All right. You gotta love the Japanese, man. They are something else.
Yes, they
are. Go ahead and eat it.
A Japanese man was arrested for trespassing this week after turning up at a high school dressed in a girl's uniform and a long wig. 39-year-old Tetsunori Nampai told police he had bought
He's
the uniform
nice guy.
Over the internet and put it on to take a stroll near the school. One student standing outside the gate started to scream at the sight of him. He dashed inside the
screaming?
School grounds.
Must have been pretty horrible.
he hoped to blend in with the crowd of teenagers. They also screamed, forcing the man to flee, losing his wig in the process. A school clerk pursued him and stopped him at a nearby riverbank. Police confirmed the arrest of the man in a school uniform and wig, but declined to give further details.
In my opinion, that sucked.
What? I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. as you guys know, Jericho is coming back.
Ooh.
Or is back. After the fans sent thousands of pounds of peanuts to CBS.
Nuts.
Yeah, that was clever. So it has this really passionate fan base.
Right.
Got it resurrected.
You guys send in your light bulbs for Friday Night Lights?
You're not serious.
Isn't that what they were doing? Because it's lights.
I don't know.
Friday Night Lights, and they're sending light bulbs, apparently.
If they're sending light bulbs, they need to be shot. So, you know, Jericho decided they would show up, you know, the cast to a Los Angeles comic and science fiction convention.
Really?
So, you know, it was a great opportunity to screen the new season's second episode, and then they were going to have a panel discussion with the stars and producers.
Yeah, that's
I mean,
cool.
14 of the cast and crew.
Damn, that is
and
the cast.
Showed up. I mean, Skeet Ulrich.
Yeah.
The next Johnny Depp.
They show up, and then... well... No one was there. They didn't. Not a whole lot of people showed up.
Oh, good lordy!
I mean, Clay Aiken didn't show.
No,
he's a huge fan.
Not that
executive,
huge.
Executive producer and national treasure filmmaker John Turteltaub.
I love his name.
It says Turteltaub. After this event today, I'll be shocked if Jericho doesn't become enormous with all 80 of you. co-star Sprague Graydon, nice
Who?
Name.
Sprague
Graydon. That's like a comic book name.
Awesome.
Stringfellow Hawk.
Sinjin Hawk.
Yes. So he tried, this Sprague Graydon tried to wake up the crowd with a energetic plea. I can see the energy inside of you. Let's get things crazy in the Shrine Auditorium. So, despite the event's awkward vibe, the panelists remained admirably on message. They answered some questions, and it, you know, wasn't a whole lot of questions, but they were glad to have shown up.
Well, let me ask this: did they advertise that they were going to be there?
Yeah. Regrettably, well, I don't. No. Maybe not, but I mean,
Was
what do they have to do
surprise?
With a comic book and science convention? That's kind of like, you know. People just decide to show up to Comic-Con. Well, this isn't Comic-Con, people. Maybe somebody was confused.
Right.
They think that just all Comic-Cons are the same.
Yeah. It's just stupid. Speaking of comics, an Orange County sheriff deputy responded to a reported assault, shocked a man with a taser after he came at them with a fire extinguisher and knives that were taped to his hand.
Uh-oh.
I guess he thought he was Wolverine.
Were they like three on each hand?
I know. Kevin Frazier, 36, was charged with live sound from the scene. Kevin Frazier, 36, was charged with aggravated assault on a law enforcement officer with a deadly weapon and resisting an officer without violence. According to the affidavit, Orange County Sheriff's deputies went to the home on at 5:51 p.m. after receiving a call saying that Frazier threatened to shoot a woman. Frazier then went to another home and grabbed at least two large kitchen knives, which he adhered to his left hand with painter's tape. Well, if you're going to use tape, don't use painter's tape.
Well, he didn't want to peel his skin off, and he didn't want it to stick too bad.
He thought that through. He's like, I don't want it to stick too bad. I'll use painter's tape. Deputies approached Frazier, who became very irate and said he would have to be killed to come out. Frazier, who was being held back by another person, attempted to come at the deputies with both knives and the fire extinguisher. Wow. I'm Wolverine with a fire extinguisher. I'll kick your ass. Okay, so this, you know, a lot of people get hepatitis A that don't really, I mean, it's a horrible thing to get. You know, it's basically a death sentence. It's manageable, but you're going to die from it.
Really?
And so I guess there was a party in New York that celebrities Demi Moore, Ashton Kutcher, and Madonna, along with hundreds of other people at a New York bar, were notified that they should get hepatitis A vaccinations because a bartender at the party was found to be infected with hepatitis A.
Oh, crap.
You imagine getting that notice?
What if we've been somewhere and we haven't gotten that notice?
Yeah, that would suck. But, I mean, hepatitis A is... I think the only way you can get it is blood. So unless this guy was cut and somebody else was cut, they wouldn't get it. But
when they find out someone has it, they're just being very, very careful. They just precaution. They're taking huge precaution. They don't want people to.
Yeah, but I mean, if there was people that needed it, it would be Demi Moore, Ashton Kutcher, and Madonna.
Yeah.
One question: are you nursing?
It also says that. Other celebrities there were Gwyneth Paltrow, Ivanka Trump, Liv Tyler,
Ivanka,
Catherine
Keener, no!
Ivanka, no! She is pretty
hot. Let's get
right
to it!
Don Jr., so, no!
Don Jr., man, what a... Never mind.
What a handsome man, right?
What a handsome man, exactly.
The conspiracy.
Lucy Liu, Salma Hayek, Eric Dane, Rebecca Gayhart, Roberto Cavalli... I mean, just a bunch of celebrities, but...
Oh, nice.
So they say estimated there were 700 to 800 people that had visited the bar on the night that the guy was serving.
He should really tell you that before he hands you your drink.
It's like, hi, I have hepatitis A. Here's your drink.
here's your sex on the beach. Here's your buttery nipple.
I accidentally cut my thumb while slicing the... lime for your drink.
This is a special drink. I call it death sentence.
I didn't order a Bloody Mary. Oh, it's not.
No, it's just, it's got a special touch. Hep A blood in it.
Oh.
Okay, so speaking of another criminal with a unique weapon, a very bizarre armed robbery in West Hartford went down with surveillance photos showing a robber walk into a Subway, you know, Subway restaurant, and pull out
a rock.
A rock. He held it over the clerk demanding cash. Police say they were looking for a man and hope to make an arrest soon because he has now hit the same store twice in a few months. What?
With a rock.
With a rock. I mean, that's, you know, it was probably his pet rock, but, you know, sometimes those things can get really dangerous.
Somehow,
if they're not trained properly.
Gonorrhea.
Huh?
No, if you look at the size of that thing, it's going to split you open. You're going to take him seriously, says Lieutenant Stephen Estes. You're going to have to because you have to stop and think about what is the mindset of someone who's going to rob you with a rock. Where is their head actually at? Where's your head? If somebody person was
smart, they would have some paper, because paper covers rock.
Yeah, it was just somebody going with a notebook.
Nice one, Steven.
I've got a notebook full of paper. It beats your rock.
So if he had scissors, he would have smashed it?
Mm-hmm.
Way to go, Steve. That's good stuff.
If you see a guy 20 to 22 years old, thin, about 6 feet tall, with a rock, watch out.
It's going to be a freaking laughing stock.
Redding, California police searched for and arrested a wanted parolee Wednesday night after officers said they found him in possession of methamphetamine, scales, money, and other signs of drug sales.
Damn it!
What makes this important is the guy's name. Matthew Mark Luke. Wonder if his parents were Bible thumpers.
Do you think they read any other books?
No.
Do you think they read Steve Martin's Born Standing?
I would have to say probably not.
Yeah.
So Matthew Mark Luke, 34, of Redding, California, was found at the Ponderosa Inn on Pine Street. Hey, if there's someone I want, somewhere I want to be found, it's at the Ponderosa.
Hell yeah.
So the guy was arrested on suspicion of parole violation, various drug charges. But hey, you know, with a name like Matthew Mark Luke, it would have been better if it was Matthew Mark Luke John. But he's got the Bible to defend him. police say fourth graders received.
Oh my God. What the hell?
I should say that in Joliet, Illinois, police say fourth graders received an unwanted anatomy lesson during a field trip on Thursday. Mark R. Hodiex, 46, of Joliet.
Another Mark?
Was, yes, Mark R. Hodiex.
Only if
not,
I can rub your
Matthew
testicles.
I think he was doing that. Was arrested after allegedly fondling himself while driving naked next to a school bus for several miles.
Oh, man.
Chief Fred Hayes said students from Woodview were headed to performance at the Rialto Square Theater around noon when a minivan pulled alongside the bus. A minivan. On Broadway near Theodore, the bus driver noticed a maroon 1996 Chevy Astro van was driving in the next lane. The driver was completely naked and masturbating in full view of the kids.
Looks like a poltergeist.
I'm sure that was said.
Wow.
The bus driver called 911 and updated police on the situation as both vehicles drove into downtown Joliet.
Dick.
She did a great job continually providing information so that our officers could stop the vehicle. Okay, so he's juggling his balls right now. He's what? What is he? He's finger. Oh, my God.
I'm staying even with him, even though the kids can still see.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to stay even with him so the kids can watch him masturbate. They need to learn some way.
My manhood.
Oh, my God, it was Eugene.
The field trip continued as planned. Hayes said police spoke with the Woodview officials about the incident. They're very concerned but were relieved the suspect was arrested. Hodiek was booked into the county jail on felony charge of criminal exploitation of a child. Wouldn't it be multiple child?
Just sits in the corner wearing a sweater vest and masturbating.
Now, this guy was, I mean, did he know that the kids were going to be in that bus at that time? Or was it just incidental that he was driving around naked and decided to masturbate next to a bus?
I don't know.
It's just a question. It's
too much to think about.
Speaking of indecent exposure, in Anderson, South Carolina, a man who pleaded guilty to indecent exposure told the judge the incident was an accident caused by his shirt becoming stuck in his zipper.
Oh.
James Thompson, 35, who was arrested Saturday and accused of exposing his genitalia, said the crime was the accidental result of his tendency to forego underwear.
I'm afraid something inside me died.
My shirt got stuck in my zipper, Thompson told Judge Ken Matheson. And Anderson police officer Matthew Stipe in court Tuesday. I don't wear drawers, but when I tried to put it back, it was too late. Thompson was ordered to pay $465 fine or face 30 days in jail. Get pants with a zipper that works or start wearing drawers, Madison told Thompson.
I thought it'd be bigger.
Thompson also pleaded not guilty Tuesday to charges of loitering in a drug area after police found a glass pipe in his pocket.
Glass pipe? What's that for?
Gee, I wonder. This is... Now, this is news for me because I was always a huge fan of the hand-drawn anime Akira.
Akira! What is it? Tetsuo!
Tetsuo! Kaneda!
Enough!
So, we got news that Leonardo DiCaprio is going to be doing a live-action Akira in 2009. And he's playing Kaneda. But what piqued my interest even more is the person that's going to be playing Tetsuo is Joseph Gordon-Levitt. The kid that was in Brick and The Lookout.
You get a headache.
Third Rock.
Third Rock. He's become a really good actor. This has me pumped because I was like Leo DiCaprio. I mean, it kind of fits for Kaneda because he's kind of a whiny prick.
Kaneda. Joseph Gordon-Levitt was recently in that movie where he had amnesia or something. What was that movie called? And I'm forgetting.
I can't remember. Last thing I watched with him was The Lookout.
That's it.
The Lookout.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, The Lookout.
Okay. Yeah, that is it. You're right.
He's great in that film.
Yeah, Jeff Bridges.
No, Jeff Daniels. No.
Jeff Daniels, sorry. Okay, so...
I think that Leonardo DiCaprio is a talented actor.
I think he's about as talented as Christian Hayden.
In my opinion, that sucked.
Whatever that guy... Yes. That's right, Jim Mora. He does suck.
You seriously don't think that he's...
No, I think he's terrible.
Wow. Okay.
I just do. I don't think he's good. I think he's very wooden.
Whoa.
But Tom Cruise is excellent. That's because he's clear of thetans.
I think that Tom Cruise is a talented actor.
That is somebody that has thetans in
him. Yeah, yes. You need to clear those, buddy. This is just a warning to people. I recently got a credit card that had that RFID in it where you can just like put it up to the card swap thing without having to swap it and it just automatically charges you.
Oh yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It doesn't take hackers long to figure out ways to rob people of their money. You know, at first it was the card swipers and now it turns out that they can pull the RFID signal off your card from up to 38 feet away.
What?
You know, they can just stand on the street corner and siphon the personal data for every person that walks by with a card that has the RFID in it. So
don't
be very careful with the credit cards you get.
Oh, my God.
They can't do that off regular credit cards, can they?
No, they would have to swipe the magnetic strip on the card. So, like, if you're going to a restaurant and you give the person your card, I never do that because a lot of times they have, one of those things that they can swipe the card and pull the information off of it. I always make sure I see them do it so I know they're not swiping it.
So you're telling me that not only could I get hepatitis, I could also have my credit card number stolen?
Absolutely.
And it could even happen the same night.
Yes. God, wouldn't that be sucks. A terrific night?
It's like, oh, what else could happen? Ah!
Well, what else could happen is you could get eaten by a python.
Ooh.
Because pythons are kind of just hanging out in the Everglades in Florida. But the Burmese and Indian pythons are actually kind of working their way up. First it was the killer bees, and now it's the pythons. So they're saying that right now they're in California and in Delaware and showing up in all kinds of habitats from deserts to mountain forests. So next time you go hiking, watch out for a Burmese python.
Yikes. I've heard about that jogging in the hills and a mountain lion eating you, but now you got to worry about snakes, hepatitis, and it's stealing your credit card?
Yeah, this news is just filled with happiness.
Wiener poopy?
In fact, let's end it on that wiener poopy note and do some DVDs.
You got it, Bill. Thank you for doing the news.
No problem.
Yes. Great. Good times. What do you say? Let's do some DVDs?
DVDs!
Oh, hell yeah, the DVDs!
In my opinion, that sucks.
Hey! What's
hey.
The problem?
DVDs buddy? Rock, Jim Mora.
I think he's just mad because they couldn't have HD.
Well, this just in, we got a note from one of our listeners.
We are holding Jesus ransom until you clean up the poopy
oh
from your wieners, and trust us, we see you take your wieners for long walks without picking up their poopy in our yards.
Are you
My
sure they're not talking
not
about the
take a breath
the guy, the guy with the genitalia stuck in a zipper?
Yeah.
Maybe it's that disease where you like
only if I can rub your testicles.
Wiener.
Wow.
There's a whole lot of wiener and testicle things going on.
I know. Yeah. What's with all the friggin' genitalia news and
wieners
and ball rubbing? And it's awful gay.
Yeah, it is. This is kind of getting...
Rubbing against my manhood?
What?
All right, so DVDs. I love that clip.
Okay, enough with the rubbing drops, Foggy. Disturbing us. Okay. Okay.
All right. Let's see here.
Bitch!
Now, Bill, first of all, we talked about it last week, but this week, indeed, it happened. Toshiba said, we will no longer make any more HD DVD. It's over. It's done. It's over. Right?
I know. Yeah,
Universal has now backed Blu-ray, and so is Paramount.
It's sad. I thought HD DVD was the better format. But I think we're really what killed it was Sony putting the Blu-ray player in the PS3. That was
in my
the
opinion.
Mistake.
That sucked.
if HD DVD was going to have a true fighting chance, I think Microsoft should have put the HD DVD player in new Xboxes.
Yeah, I agree with you. Also, I read this article by I don't know if you guys have heard of this very talented writer. He's got a great website called. TV predictions. His name is
Swanee.
Philip Swan. Call me Swanee. He said why HD DVD never had a chance to begin with. And, you know, we can go back to, remember when they first announced the formats before they even came out? Many people backed Blu-ray based on just the capacity of the disc alone by itself.
Yeah.
They were like, there's a bigger number than HD DVD and how much it can hold. I'm backing Blu-ray.
But what they didn't know was that the finalized standard hadn't. There was no finalized standard.
Right, and also
the technology of it wasn't set.
Well, also the studios, I believe, that backed Blu-ray also had a lot to do with their encryption. Am I right?
Yes. Yeah.
Which has been what?
The initial type has been broken, but now they have this new BD Plus encryption, and it has yet to be broken.
But it probably will, right?
Oh, absolutely.
But anyway, I mean, many people say that the consumer, they picked who won. But in a lot of ways, a lot of it had to do with the wheelings and dealings of the studios paying, you know, this and that kind of thing. So
up front, Warner Brothers killed it by getting the payment from Sony or whatever to go Blu-ray exclusive. So that's pretty much it.
Swanee, he never chose a side. He just gave us the news straightforward, right, Bill? He should be commended for that.
Yeah, he should. He's a terrific man. He's a man among men.
What I think, has he self-proclaimed Swanee? Like, his name's Philip Swanee. He's like, call me Swanee. And it's like, no, I don't feel comfortable doing that. No, everyone calls me Swanee, I swear. But they don't really, do they?
I hope not.
All right,
let's get into DVDs. Yeah, okay. First DVD is 30 Days of Night with Josh Hartnett and Melissa
poopy?
George. Based on the...
That had a lot of sucking in it, didn't it?
In more ways than one. I'm a big fan of the
opinion,
book.
In my opinion, that sucks.
Well, I'm a really big fan of the book, but the movie kind of took the heart of the book and ripped it out. It's just they turned it into basically a vampire slasher flick and never really let you know why the vampires are there or anything.
Now, let me ask you this. Is there ever a scene where somebody's walking alone and they hear a sound and they kind of investigate it?
What, did you see this?
No.
Oh. Yeah, there is.
Big time.
Can you say lazy filmmaker?
Hey, what's in this alleyway? Let me go check. Oh, it's a cat. Oh, wait, let me turn around. Oh, there's a vampire. Oh, my God. Josh Hart did.
All right. Beowulf director's cut. So I guess this is better than the theatrical cut.
This is sickening.
I guess so. I heard that the acting in that is
stellar.
It's an extra
hour long.
It's very animated acting in that.
It can only be better than it was theatrically.
Well, I made it funny. I wanted to see this, and all right, Foggy, thanks. No, I wanted to see this, and everyone said, go see it now because you need to see it in 3D. If it's not 3D, it doesn't really matter. So,
yeah, I saw it in 3D. I thought the 3D was cool. I thought the movie sucked.
So it's a rental, right?
Yeah, it's definitely a rental.
Well, I'll just rent the HD DVD on Netflix.
Okay.
I don't think I can. Damn it.
Oh, shit, you're right. No, they'll still... Jesus Christ.
They are all dead wrong for our booties.
All right. Okay. Yeah. That made no sense. B.L. Stryker, the Burt Reynolds series.
Stroker Ace?
No. B.L. Stryker.
Who?
I don't even remember this.
What?
It says B.L. Stryker, a former New Orleans detective, returns to his native Florida and is thrust by circumstances into a life of a private investigator.
I've never heard of Stroker Ace.
Yeah, I've heard of Stroker Ace. I've heard of Stick. I've never heard of B.L. Stryker.
Never heard of
But I'll tell you what, he is rocking that toupee on the cover.
Hell yeah.
Rocking it.
I'm picking
and
that
I guess
up.
Ossie Davis co-stars in it.
Nice! Gotta love right. Ossie Davis.
All right, next DVD is Wes Anderson's The Darjeeling Limited. Three American brothers who have not spoken to each other in a year set off on a train voyage across India with a plan to find themselves in bond with each other.
Nice!
Yeah.
I'm a fan of Wes Anderson, and I'll check it out.
Yeah, my favorite Wes Anderson movie is Bottle Rocket. I'll definitely rent the Darjeeling
Limited. Are any of his
Limited.
Films quirky?
I think all of them are quirky, but it's that right kind of quirky. It's not like, hey, look at me, I'm quirky.
Subversive?
Yeah. Okay, so next DVD is Darkon.
Huh? Oh, Darkon! I like the way he says it. What is it called again, Bill?
It's Darkon.
Oh, I wanted you to say it in that voice.
Darkon!
Yeah. So basically, this is the LARPer movie.
LARPers, yes. I almost said MMORPG. Nice. Yes, LARPers. A documentary about LARPers, live-action role-playing game people.
They have foam swords and battle axes. They have foam shields.
And they can throw spells. Lightning bolt! Lightning bolt! Lightning bolt!
You're frozen!
You're frozen.
And the whole thing is showing how, you know, hey, I'm just a regular guy. I'm a father. I'm a stay-at-home dad. But I spend my time building my sword and
but here is
taping
my,
up my
shield.
Shield
that I have to staple the cloth back on.
Duct taping his shield. And, you know, the scarier of the thing, okay, the whole movie is about the underdog guy, right? He just wants to make his mark in this game because not a lot's going on in his life. The other guy is kind of a successful businessman who is like the ruler. This is starting to sound like the King of Kong.
Yeah, it sounds like King of Kong.
Because they've got the successful guy. He goes, I'm successful at my job, and I carry that over into the game. So
His name is Millie Bitchel, right?
Yes. Willie Witchell is his name.
Willie Witchell, okay.
And so basically it's how this guy's trying to make his mark and get people to invade this guy's land and battle like this big like they're all in story in the storyline, right, Bill? And the whole thing is how this guy in the game wants his tiny little country to overtake the big country. And
in a big country,
stay alive. No, I won't spoil it for anyone, but it's really interesting in the level of, okay, if you know, people are like, oh, yeah, I'm kind of geeky or whatever. I'm a nerd. It's like,
no, once you're an incredible geek.
Yeah, once you watch this film and you're sitting there like, I'm not a geek at all. I'm not even close, all right? Mm-mm. I'm not a nerd. Like, some people are like, oh, I'm a Star Wars geek. It's like, dude, have you been to a Star Wars convention? You're not a Star Wars geek. In fact, you don't even appreciate Star Wars compared to these
people. I love Star Wars, but I would never be caught dead at a Star Wars convention. I'm sorry. I love Star Wars, but just not that much.
And that's what these people are just really into it. Hey, it's cool because some of these guys are meeting geek chicks and they're getting some, which is cool, you know.
Hey, like nothing better than geek chicks.
Yeah, well, they're geek chicks in like slutty slave girl garb and stuff.
Nice. So, are they hot though, or are they like?
They're. It's kind of like.
So they're like that.
No. There are some attractive ones.
I'm just reminded of a couple of weeks back. I was out in San Jose.
San Jose.
We stopped in to eat at this little IHOP. We're waiting for another passenger. You know, supposed to be landing another co-worker. While we're sitting in the IHOP, in walks all these groups of people, and they're dressed as those animals. So their little furry convention was going on somewhere.
That is awesome. Wait, is San Jose right next to where?
Furry Frisco. Land.
Hello, Frisco.
Yes, right
okay.
there.
Okay.
But anyways, I saw this firsthand, and I was just like, whoa, this is kind of weird.
The first wave of furries.
I'd like to. I've actually been to a park and seen the LARPers playing. And I guess
they used to play over by the university.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've seen it happen. And I remember this friend of mine, his ex girlfriend was LARPing, and he wanted to go check it out. This is a true story. He was like, "Dude, we got to go check this out." And you know, you kind of know in your back of your head, dude, this is kind of weird. She's your ex-girlfriend. You're kind of hung up on her. We go out, and he goes, yeah, they're over there. They're playing or whatever. He pulls some binoculars out of his truck. And I'm like, dude, what are you?
God.
So he's like kind of hanging out by a tree, and he's got binoculars watching his ex-girlfriend. It's like, dude, why did you bring me along for your creepy stalking test?
Yeah, you might as well start masturbating while I'm here.
LARPers.
All right, good next Lord. DVD. Is one of my favorite comedies of last year, Death at a Funeral, a kind of a dry British comedy directed by Frank Oz. I was laughing so hard I was crying at times watching this movie.
Really
funny.
Is this the film with Alan Tudyk in it? Wash?
Yes, it is. It is. It's about a funeral for a father, and then It's just basically everything that can go wrong will go wrong. It's kind of slapsticky, but there's some hilarious sight gags, and the timing is just absolutely terrific in it.
Frank Oz is a talented director. He's not just Miss Piggy. He's not just Yoda. He's also a talented director.
Yes, Yoda was better when he was a puppet, though. I just got to say that.
Yes.
CGI, yeah.
CGI Yoda. Okay.
Except for the puppet in episode one.
My god! That puppet in episode one looks older than the puppet in Empire Strikes Back.
It's really
bad.
It's
just so pathetic. All right, next DVD is... And the only reason I'm mentioning this is because Natalie Portman is nude in it. And I mean, it may not be...
The other Boleyn girl?
No, I'm sorry. It's not the other Boleyn girl.
Damn.
It's Goya's Ghosts.
Who?
It's some movie directed by Milos Forman. It's a romantic drama with Javier Bardem and Stellan Skarsgård.
I love those guys.
And Randy Quaid?
Huh? Ooh.
What the hell? Randy Quaid in a romantic drama directed by Milos Forman?
Well, you know.
That just what?
But you know what?
Does he have a line about a shit cloud?
A huge cloud of shit. Wow. God, I think I smell it. Come on, let's go.
I think that's exactly what this movie is. I don't think it got particularly good reviews, but Natalie Portman is nude in it, so maybe it's worth the.
But I think,
you know,
in her nude
seconds.
Scene, she's like all beaten up and a slave or something. I can't remember.
Hey, I didn't say it was a particularly good nude scene.
What do you got? Shit in your ears? Come on!
I love Randy Quaid.
Randy Quaid is awesome.
He's the shit.
Okay. Next DVD is my DVD of the week. Justice League, The New Frontier.
Oh, I want to see this.
This is based on the Darwin Cook graphic novel.
Yes!
Now, what I love is I love Darwin Cook's style and his art.
Yes.
And it looks like they used his style for the animation. Am I right?
They did. It's that like classic contemporary style.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah, I have the DC Absolute Edition of it, and it's just awesome. I cannot wait to see this.
And
I'm a geek, total geek.
You know,
this.
People would say, you know, hey, don't buy the HD DVDs anymore. But this is coming out on HD DVD. If it's out for say $10, I'm gonna buy it.
It's HD DVD, Blu-ray, and DVD.
The standard definition, and I believe it'll be on Xbox Live next week too.
If you want to know what it's about, it's Cold War paranoia, putting Superman, Batman, and Wonder Woman under government suspicion. Only the gravest threat imaginable can force these heroes, along with an army of newcomers, including the Flash, Green Lantern, and Martian Manhunter, to unite in a spectacular showdown to save the world. That's just cool.
I'm ready for a smoke break. How about that one?
Whoa. I guess he's not a fan of...
There's a lot of really cool special features on it. It's got two audio commentaries, one from the producer, Bruce Timm, supervisor, producer, voice director... the director, screenwriter, it's loaded. And the second audio commentary has the artist, Darwin Cook.
You know what I hope is this is successful, it sells well, and they keep doing this. DC does.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Marvel put out this little, the Avengers animated movies, and the animation pretty much blew.
Yeah, it sucks.
DC's doing it right. They need to learn and do more. Both sides, whatever. I just want to see more straight-to-video animation of comic books like this done in a good way. It's cool. There's a market.
Yeah, and I loved the last one they released, that Superman Doomsday. It was like it was the first PG-13 comic-based movie to be released on DVD.
I never watched that. Damn it.
You need to rent it. It's good.
I believe it's on Xbox Live. I'll check it out.
Yeah, and I mean it's God.
Is this an intermission? What?
Yeah, it's surprisingly hardcore.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Next DVD is one of my favorites, although slow. It's The Last Emperor. It's the Criterion Collection edition of Bernardino Bertolucci film. Which, if I'm not mistaken, it won a lot of Academy Awards.
Right. Bernardo Bertolucci, right?
Bernardo Bertolucci. I always say his name wrong. I don't think I need to explain what it's about. You know, character study of the last emperor. Basically.
I'm thinking it has to do with a guy who's
hungry?
The last emperor.
Yeah. Wow.
There was many emperors at one time. This guy's the last one. It's kind of like, and he's played by Will Smith, but he's not alone.
You know, Zell in Nimchat is asking if the DVD song will change since HD is gone, and HD is not gone. They're calling Blu-ray high-definition Blu-ray, so
right. You
it kind of works.
I thought around that HD Blu-ray standard definition. Technically, Blu-ray... Actually, I got to tell you something right now. I hate the name Blu-ray. I just think it's stupid.
Yeah, I totally do.
Blu-ray. What the hell does that mean? It's a friggin' disc you watch high-def movies on. I understand a Blu-ray hits the disc, but I don't really care. Like, Red Ray... discs. I'm glad they were called DVDs. I really hope that eventually Blu-ray, people just call them, hey, I got that on HD. They just call it HD disc.
Well, yeah, even on the commercials, it's like, and you can get it on HD Blu-ray.
Right.
And it's like...
In my opinion, that sucked.
Wow.
Man, Jim Moore is on fire tonight.
The song will stay the same, right, Steven? Yes. Unless we're inspired to do something else.
Unless we're
speaking of poopy.
That was such a terrific segue, Jason, because the next DVD is Led Zeppelin. The song remains the same.
Oh, wow.
You are just good.
Awesome.
You are so good. You're so good you don't even know it, man.
Oh, thanks, man.
All right.
Why are they laughing? Is that not sincere?
That is really loud.
Get the hell out of here.
All right, so Led Zeppelin, A Song Remains the Same, definitely one of my favorite concert movies. I'm excited about this because they've remastered it, Dolby 5.1.
HD Blu-ray?
It's HD DVD and Blu-ray.
Nice! You know what I say to that?
Wiener poopy?
No!
Who doesn't say that?
Exactly.
For the first time, they're putting in two new never-before-released performances of Celebration Day and Over the Hills and Far Away, Misty Mountain, The Ocean.
I love Misty Mountain Hot.
Vintage TV footage and BBC interview in 1973. Really cool stuff, original film trailer. Radio profile spotlight by Cameron Crowe from 1976.
We're smoking reefer, and you don't want to pot of this
shit. Wasn't a lot of Almost Famous kind of based on his experiences with touring with Led Zeppelin?
Yes, exactly.
So there you go. Awesome. And that's DVDs for this week with about 4 minutes to go.
Well, thank you, Bill. Thanks for doing the DVDs.
Thank you,
no
David.
Problem.
Oh.
Thank you, Leonid.
Good Lord. All right, Bill, thanks for doing the DVDs, and we'll see what other HD Blu-rays come out next week. You got to say it real fast, too. You can't just say Blu-ray. Hey, I got the new HD Blu-ray. You know what I'm saying?
Get 30 guys. Days of night
right here,
HD
good night.
Blu-ray.
Here all week, try the veal. And see.
A really funny episode of Leave It to Beaver.
Yeah, it's great. That was that old Eddie Haskell. All right, everybody, thank you for listening to episode 113 of Nowhere in Mulberry.
Good Lord.
Awesome. When are we going to stop doing this?
Holy missing Jesus.
Go to nowhereinmulberry.com or nimlive.com. That's an alternate and it's shorter. Hell, bookmark it so I don't say this every week. You'll find links to our forum, which Steven joined and made one post.
Yeah, I know. I love it.
You like how we...
Steven, the skinny puppy avatar poster.
Yeah. Come What's on, Steven, another dog? Post. Come on.
I'll post again.
Also, you know, create polls on there. You always love when someone creates a poll, like, hey, what do you, you know, this, yes or no?
No, don't create polls, please.
Yeah.
That's Vanessa. Vanessa does the polls.
Yeah,
Vanessa,
and she doesn't go even, online anymore.
Yeah, apparently she doesn't have internet. So
she hasn't figured out how to put her PPOE information into her router yet.
So also, if you would like to go to Mulberry Old School, there you can find episodes of all of our shows, including our old NIM Oscar show. The original Up the Academy with Andy from the Hollywood Saloon. We had a lot of fun doing that. If you want to listen to that to gear you up for the new one and maybe you realize, oh, I don't want to listen to more of this.
I know.
You know, make up your mind there. But I had a lot of fun doing that. That was a lot of fun.
I'm going to miss
was.
Doing that.
And, now, Steven, will you be able to do the Oscar show?
Not here, not live.
Damn it,
not
no!
In person.
You suck!
I'm on a plane.
Where will you be?
On Sunday. I'm heading towards Orlando.
In my opinion, that sucked.
Hopefully, if I get there early, I'll call.
Call in. We'll see how it goes. Bill, I've been having trouble with Skype and taking phone calls, so I'm really worried about that. So
yeah, I know.
All day tomorrow.
Maybe we could use my number on Skype. Or no, we wouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah, basically what I'll do all day tomorrow, I'll be messing with it. And hopefully by Sunday, we get it worked out. If not, we won't be able to take calls during the show, which I'm really hoping we can do. People will call
in. We'll get it figured out.
They will talk about how, Jason, you were right. Clooney won over Daniel Day-Lewis. How did you do that? It's like, oh, it's my psychic ability. Just, yeah, stuff like that.
Wow. You're excited.
Wiener Poopy?
Yes, I'm excited about Wiener Poopy. So everybody, check us out Sunday, 8, 7 Central, here on Talk Radio X for Up the Academy, our live Oscar commentary. It should be a disaster. You got to check it out.
It'll be better than Blue Twisted Blue Room or whatever the hell that show is on that is normally on Sunday nights.
Or Blood Sugar Sex something. What is that show called?
Blood Sugar Sex Magic?
You would have to know what I was talking about for... Never mind. Yeah. Whatever. So, hey, Steven. Yeah. What is that show called I'm thinking of? It's some manga sex something.
I have no idea.
Damn it to hell. How much time we have left, Bill?
Oh, I'd say about 30 seconds.
All right, everybody. See you Sunday, and have a good time. Wiener Poopy is the secret word.
Call in with that word, please.
No, don't call in until I work it out.
The code Wiener Poop.
Are holding Jesus ransom until you clean up the poopy from your wieners, and trust us, we see you take your wieners for long walks without picking up their poopy in our yard.
Now this is podcasting.